Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
Keegan is on board to DM, and I've been helping him with maps and stuff.
She's been spending a ton of Dreamscape time on it, too.
We're gonna play some fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
We're gonna summon Grakna.
I can't. I don't have anything to offer Grakna. I don't have a soul anymore.
Sweetie, I sincerely doubt she's going to be anything but thrilled to see you.
Woo, new buddy! You got shrooms?
Yep, I got them from Hink the Alchemist.
Aunt Sunny?
Yeah, Kinks?
Can we play some Dungeons and Dragons?
Who's there?
It's me, the narrator. You've gotten so high you've temporarily transcended the fourth wall, and you can hear me. Dawn picked up her d20 and tossed it into the dice tray. As the die slowed to a stop, she wasn't at home anymore. She was in a tavern.
Holy shit, my skin is green.
Rita?
Yeah. Whoa, Dax, you've got horns.
Dawn, Rita, Sunny, Grakna, and Dax, in their new fantasy forms, sat around a table in the tavern, taking stock of their belongings and situation. Dawn rummaged through her bag, Dax looked through their spellbook, Grakna wild-shaped into a possum, cool! As Rita waved around her cock-goblin melee weapon, Jesus Christ, her battle ass! Okay, imagine a warhammer, but the hammer part looks like a giant ass, and the handle looks like a veiny dick shaft. She was waving a giant metal dick in a butt. Anyway, as she waved it around, she noticed Sunny making a concerning face.
Baby, you okay? You look really upset.
I'm not upset. I feel kind of weird.
Weird? Weird how?
Lightheaded. My stomach kind of hurts, which hasn't happened in a really long time.
Sounds like you're hungry.
This isn't what I feel like when I'm hungry, though.
Yeah, that's a great point, Grax.
You understood Possum Grakna?
Oh, shit. I did. It worked. I was testing speak with animals. Anyway, Grakna says that Sunny's character is a human. She's probably hungry for actual food.
This is some hallucination, though. I couldn't possibly...
Whoa.
Oh my god.
You okay?
Excuse me.
Oh yes. Can I fetch you something, m'lady?
I need food. I need lots of food.
All right. Cook's just made a heaping pot of beef stew. We got leg of lamb. We
gross.
Got...
What are your vegan options? What?
Asking for vegan options in a fantasy tavern is wild. I love it.
Vegan? What kind of animal is that?
Do you have any food that's just plants?
No meat?
No meat.
Not even fish?
That's a meat.
We got a chicken?
Nope. Try again. Nothing with a face.
So really? Just plants? I could get you some of the scraps we feed the chickens.
She angry.
My tummy is growling for the first time since 1968. For a very brief time, I think I might get to taste food again. You're gonna go make me something delicious. Something that doesn't have meat. I will not be eating a plate of French fries. If you come back with a salad, it had better be the best goddamn salad I've seen in my entire life. You hear me?
Okay. Sorry. I'll find you something, I promise.
You'd better. You won't like what happens if I don't like my food.
You good?
I'll be fine. There's just a little flash flood in my goblin pants.
Ugh, gross. Not you.
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm good. Why do you ask?
No reason, I guess.
So, what do we do now? Keegan was the DM. How do we know what to do?
And where are we? Where did those mushrooms send us?
All good questions. We should also be sure about the rules here. If we die in the game, do we die in real life?
Dawn pondered their current situation.
Who the fuck? Narrator!
Rita! You can hear me?
Yeah, bud. I guess my friends can hear you now, too.
What did you call them?
Oh, this is... That's it. This is the narrator. The one that describes everything we do to the listeners. If you get the right combo of drugs, you can hear him too.
Oh, the narrator is what she called the auditory hallucination she had when she fucked up the plumbing last time. Remember?
Oh, right. Wait, so that means we're in the dreamscape, right? Because we're all hearing one of Rita's hallucinations?
Oh.
He's not a hallucination. He's my friend.
I'm not a hallucination.
That makes sense, too. Remember how the writer was able to talk to you when we did Acid in Dinosaur Valley? I think certain substances may make it easier to access Kyle's pocket dimension. And Rita did help Keegan plan out this session by testing stuff out in the dreamscape, so it makes sense she'd have all this stuff here.
Ugh. Okay, then as long as we don't have any Carmilla sneaking in here, this whole thing should be low risk. I'm relieved we're in the dreamscape. When I thought it was just the mushrooms, I got a little panicked.
So, Rita... Since Keegan can't help us out in here, do you know where we should go next?
Not really. Narrator, you got any info?
We've been over this. I can't tell you what's going to happen.
Baby, we don't need to be acting on information from your auditory hallucination.
He's not a hallucination!
I am sorry, dude.
It's fine. It really is. Carry on. I'll be here when you need me.
Thanks, man. Anyway, I helped with the maps, and I helped with the monsters and combat stuff. He'd give me the combat rating he was looking for, and I'd build a homebrew monster. I tested the encounters out in here just to see how well the party did. I know what potential nasties we could encounter, but I don't know anything about the story Keegan worked out.
Well, how about we all take stock of what we're carrying so we can be prepared as we go explore? Sunny has a sword, as we saw. Rita has that thing.
Battle ass.
Rita has her battle ass. I have my gloves of orc strength.
Those are just the fingerless gloves Dax gave you in real life.
So, Keegan said I could have them in game.
Cool. Have they been handy in real life?
Oh yeah, I've punched so many demons.
Sick.
I have some gold. I have... Jesus, why do I need this much rope? Half my bag is rope. There has to be a more efficient way to...
You.
Me?
Sorry to bother you, ma'am. I'm with the Royal Guard, and we received a complaint about a hysterical woman wielding a sword matching your description. I see you're just a lovely human woman sitting here with your... companions? So I'm sure there must be some mistake.
Oh, thank God you're here, officer. I need your help.
What do you want, goblin?
Whoa!
I'm sorry, are you being rude to her because she's a goblin?
No, I love goblins. Some of my closest friends are goblins.
Sure.
What can I help you with,
Squirt.
Excuse me?
Squirt. Squirt Bigley.
Sure. What do you need help with, Squirt?
I desperately needs someone to Sugma. It's not like I can do it myself, and I think a public servant such as yourself could really help me out.
Sugma?
Yeah. Sugma balls!
Wait, the vegetables we had?
You little goblin piece of shit.
Oh, way to go, pig. You knocked over her tray. That's probably gonna come out of her check. Give her all the gold you have.
Oh my god. Shut up, goblin.
Oh, please. That's everything we had that wasn't meat. I don't have anything else for you, ma'am. Please don't kill me.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Really?
Really. I'm gonna hurt you if you don't give her all your gold. You knocked over her tray while you tried to hurt my girlfriend. Now, I'm mad for my girlfriend, our server, and all that food I don't get to eat.
Listen here, sweetheart. You're lucky you've got a comely face in the bosom of a goddess, or I'd have slain you already. If you don't remove your sword from my...
Oh!
Oh my god.
Eat my battle ass, you jackbooted bitch!
Yay! Thanks, baby.
Oh no.
I think we're about to roll for initiative.
Oh god, Sylvester!
Kick his ass!
Ragnar, where are you going?
Ah, the spilled food is too tempting to resist, as a possum.
Well, she found something to do. What do we do?
I feel like we need to get back on track with whatever story Keegan had planned. I just don't...
Oh, thank fuck. He was right.
Keegan?
How did you get here?
Well, when you all passed the fuck out at the same time, I figured something was happening. It seemed pretty obvious that it was the mushrooms, since I was the only one who didn't have any. I remember the name of the person Dawn told us she got them from, Hink, and I found his number in her phone, and I called him, and... Fuck. How the fuck did all this happen? Did Rita do this?
Oh, Rita and Sunny.
Yeah, I think Sunny is equally responsible.
Come on, Aunt Sunny. What a... Holy shit. Is she?
Yeah, she is. Looks like she gagged and hogtied the guard. Oh, and it looks like Rita's coming to help.
No, this has got to stop. Cut it out. Aunt Sunny, we do not throw people into fireplaces.
Keegan, hi, sweetie. How are you here?
Put him down.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, it's fantasy.
Come on. He's just a... Whoops. He's fine. I just dropped him.
Get your boomer ass over here.
Too far.
Whoa.
What did you call me?
Actually, Sunny would be part of what's known as the Silent Generation, comprised of those born between 1927 and 1946.
Come on!
I'm right!
Commercial break.
Hello, all you beautiful people. My name is Autumn, but you may know me better as Dawn from here on Today's Lucky Winner. I'm also a founding member of the group of nerds over at Control Alt Crit. We stream and produce content ranging from board games, video games, TCGs like Magic the Gathering, and almost any tabletop role-playing game we can get our hands on. Come on over and check us out at controlaltcrit.com or on Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. You can also join our Discord community for firsthand updates on our many projects and an all-around good time.
After the tavern patrons had stolen everything from the conveniently hog-tied guard...
Hello? Who the fuck is that?
Hallucination.
That's what Rita hears when she does certain drugs.
He's real and he's my friend.
I'm not a hallucination!
He sounds sexy to me like a Tom Selleck type.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't care where you came from. If you're ever in my neck of the woods, you come give Mama a shout. Not like I never dated a disembodied voice before.
Oh, all right. That is enough of that. Rita, cut it out with the narrator stuff.
Okay. If I were Rita, how would I know the answer to 43 across from the crossword puzzle you were working on in the truck earlier?
What?
was that? Oh, that was a 9-letter word for the act of atonement, reparation.
Boom, it's expiation.
Ah, thanks! Hope I remember that when I'm sober.
See, I don't even know that word. How can he be me when he knows things I don't?
Yeah, she's been spending the day wondering if marsupials are a real thing, or if it's just an elaborate practical joke you and Viv are playing on her.
Hey, maybe don't tell them that, huh?
What?
Why didn't you just Google it?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm gonna be able to spell that word you made up for your little joke.
M-A-R-S-U-P.
That little possum I turned into earlier was a marsupial, Rita.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Rita, that's true.
Possums are a type of cat.
Oh, baby, no, they're not.
They're not?
They're not.
Ah, enough about marsupials. Rita, you are 66 million years old. This hallucination could have known the word expiate because you heard it before, and it's rattling around in your subconscious. That being said, it seems like he has access to info you don't seem to readily remember, so I'll play along. Narrator, if you feel like helping out at any point, don't be afraid to chime in. It's appreciated.
I mean, it's better than being written off as just a random useless hallucination. I'll take it.
Great. Keegan, why did you take shrooms to join us here?
Okay, where did I leave off? Oh, I found Hink in your phone, and I called him. I told him what was up. He panicked when I told him that Rita had taken a bag and that we were playing D&D.
What? Why would that make a difference?
He thought Rita would be your trip sitter, since she's your chaperone. Lots of psychedelics can let people get glimpses into pocket dimensions, but these magic ones will astrally project you to one, if it's easy enough to access.
Oh, that is why I could talk to the writer when we dropped acid in the woods. But I guess that makes sense as to why we're all in the dreamscape. Why did he care that we were playing D&D?
Because his guarantee that you'd find an answer to a problem? That's what these shrooms are made to do. You will not come out of your trip until you've reached the resolution about something, or found closure, or acceptance. He thought it might help you figure out a next step in stopping the apocalypse, or maybe provide you some closure about stuff that happened before you died. He did not expect you to be sharing this trip with a bunch of other people in a pocket dimension where you're playing through a game.
I still don't know why playing D&D makes a difference. Can't we all just try to do some self-reflection while we're here?
No! No, you can't! This is supposed to be a journey into your own mind, not a journey into a D&D game that your 21-year-old nephew plotted out, filled with monsters, that your weird girlfriend made.
Oh, no. Are you suggesting that if we don't successfully complete this D&D session, we won't come out of this?
Hink didn't know for sure, but he was certainly concerned it was a likely possibility.
Then why did you take the shrooms? Your mom is gonna kill me.
Because I'm the DM, and if you are all gonna get out of here, you're gonna need my help. I am an actual druid.
I'm a fake druid. Can you turn into a little possum too?
God, I wish I could. Anyway, it's a good thing I did show up, because that dead guard over there was supposed to arrest you all and take you to the palace jail, where you learn from another prisoner about the people that have been disappearing from town. You olds are so hard to manage. I shouldn't be the one in this party that knows about safe recreational drug use and not starting a fucking riot.
Now that I know getting stuck in the dreamscape is a possibility, I think we should just try to fast forward through as much of this as possible.
What do you mean?
Well, Keegan is here. With him here, we can just metaphorically press B through all the dialogue with NPCs. We can do a speedrun. We can all reach our collective resolution as quickly as possible.
That's the plan. The first thing we need to do is retrieve a key from the...
In a brilliant flash of light, a swirling vortex opened up in the tavern.
What the fuck was that? What do we do with that?
I don't know. That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No.
Well, that's not good.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe it's a good sign.
Carmilla can come into Rita's dreamscape. Certain weapons she has can actually hurt you here. She almost killed Rita.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ, we gotta get out of here. Grax ain't gonna go out on account of no vampire trying to Elm Street me. No way. No fucking way. We got...
after the kind and beautiful Grakna.
Flattery will get you everywhere, baby. You keep narrating gorgeous.
oh, yeah. I'm sorry. After the kind and beautiful Grakna so gracefully composed herself, after being understandably upset at the prospect of getting Elm-streeted by Carmilla.
This is feeling a hell of a lot more like an audiobook than narration.
I've barely started! Let me describe the scene.
You're being really rude, Dawn. This is like his thing. Don't mess with his thing.
Yeah, quit messing with my thing.
Fine. Sorry. Continue with your useless talking. It's great and not at all frustrating for me.
Thank you. After Grakna calmed down, the party left the tavern, with Keegan in tow so they could speedrun this thing. He told them that they'd learned about a cave where there was a key. Why would there be a key in a cave? I'm not following.
Listen, DMing is hard, okay? I don't know. That's where I put the key, okay?
Sorry. Anyway, people had been disappearing from the village. All of the disappeared folks had been taking a road that led through the darkest part of the woods. Beside the road, there was an abandoned house that was the stuff of legend. Nobody knew who lived there, but you could detect a dark magic coming from the home. Rumor has it that a powerful being lives in that house, and they hid a key in this cave as a reward to those brave enough to seek them out. The party now finds themselves in that cave, looking for a key, to see what big, nasty monster may be living in that house and disappearing villagers. I'm done.
Okay, so Rita drew the maps. Rita, do you remember where in this cave you put the key?
My dude, do I look like someone who remembers where she puts things?
Oh my god. What happens if you forgot to put the key in this cave?
Oh, I definitely remembered that.
Really?
Yeah, almost probably.
What?
Rita, what monsters did you put in here?
Oh, I took some of the monsters she built stats for, but some are just from the book. This encounter just has some zombies.
Oh, not too hard for a necromancer. Keep going.
Let's... Well, about that.
What?
I made some adjustments to your notes for the game.
Baby, what did you do?
Listen, I spent all that time making the scariest D&D monsters that anyone has ever created. And he only took 3 of them. 3. And he said we'd likely only have time to fight 1. My critters were too good to be wasted.
Why does it smell like onions?
No. Rita, I know which one this is.
It does smell like onions, don't it?
And lime. Am I smelling limes?
Maybe.
All right. Let's keep our eyes peeled for the key and whatever nasty onion monster Rita made. Does anyone have a way to get us more light?
Oh, I can help.
What are you looking for?
A good rock.
What constitutes a good rock?
Hand feel, for sure. Yeah.
Here we go. Here, little buddy. How's that hand feel treating you?
Ooh, that's a good rock.
Right?
Very smooth. Excellent hand feel. Wait, as much as I love a good rock, what's this for?
Hold on. Got it.
Oh, a drum machine.
Rita pressed a button.
Jesus Christ!
Would you stop doing that every time I talk?
I'm trying! You're a disembodied voice!
Anyway, where was I?
I pressed the button on the drum machine.
Yes, thank you. Rita pressed the button on the drum machine, and a pre-programmed drum loop began to play. Rita handed the machine to Sunny and placed a single finger on the rock she had given to Dawn. As she touched the stone, she began to twerk to the drum loop. And when she twerked, the stone began to glow with a bright white light.
Get it. My work here is done.
Cool.
Wow! Good job, dude. I'm guessing this is the light cantrip?
Yep.
You got a dying magical ass.
I already knew that.
All right, let's keep moving and look for that key. Get your weapons ready if we run into...
Illuminating the cave before them, the same flash of light they saw in the tavern preceded the appearance of another swirling vortex.
We are.
Why did this thing say your name? What did you add to the map? What is this? It's not funny.
I didn't do anything. That's not me.
What did it mean by they're coming?
Yeah, I don't like that. I didn't like that at all. Who is coming?
Ugh. The onion smells worse, right? Ooh. It's much worse.
Rita, where the fuck is the key? You olds are killing me.
Keegan, you should step over here.
Keegan, what, huh? This is supposed to be a simple D&D game.
Keegan?
What? What do you want?
The onion smell is worse. What's that noise?
You come here right now, young man.
Don't tell me what to do.
Ah, holy fuck, Keegan, you need to come here.
What the fuck is that?
Realizing that everyone was staring at something above him, Keegan looked up to the ceiling of the cave. In the glow of the stone that Rita had illuminated, he could see an enormous, smooth, green blob slowly undulating above him.
We can all see what's happening. Thanks. God damn it, Rita. I told you we couldn't use this monster because it's too difficult. How are we supposed to...
Keegan!
That cave booger ate him up!
What the fuck just ate him?
He's in the belly of the beast now. A disgusting, smooth bastardization of all that is good. We have to save him. That onion green son of a bitch is an abomination.
Okay, baby, it's bad, but what is it?
You made this thing! Tell us what it is so we can save him!
That is the mindless blender made gelatinous guac!
Oh, that was a guacamole!
Really? Worse, yeah.
This is ridiculous. It's the dreamscape. You won't suffocate on guacamole.
Oh no.
What?
One of Kiva's grandkids is allergic to tomatoes, and I can't remember if it's Keegan. Would he still have a tomato allergy in the dreamscape? Are you stuck in this mushroom trip if you go into anaphylactic shock in here?
Let me see if I got my EpiPen on me. We got...
Buddies, I wanted to thank Sean Fowler and Taryn Gray again for joining us as guest stars for this D&D arc. If you want to support either of them, make sure you check out the show details. There you'll find a link to Sean's work over at Control-Alt-Crit, and you'll find Taryn's links where you can buy their art and support their YouTube channels. Also, check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle @LuckyWinnerShow. If you want to help us out by sharing about the show on social media, that helps us a lot. We don't pay for advertising. It's just you wonderful weirdos telling everyone else about the show that has helped us grow as much as it has, and we appreciate it. Also, check out the show details for the link to, our Patreon page. So, for this D&D arc especially, all of our patrons at every tier got some pretty sweet bonus content, in my opinion. Violet, James, and I put together, basically Rita's D&D notes as a PDF you can use when playing your own sessions. It includes maps of the cave, character sheets for Dawn, Sunny, and Rita's character, the homebrew cock goblin subrace, stats for Rita's battle ass, Dawn even has Cabroncita in the game, there is a monster block for the gelatinous guac. There's lots of cool stuff. The three of us worked really hard on it. And Violet did all of the pixel art for the maps, and I did the cover art and other various weird illustrations throughout, including the battle ass. So that was fun, just drawing a big dick in a butt. Yeah, so if you want our little homebrew pack, but the monthly commitment of being a Patreon patron isn't something you can afford right now, which I totally get. I totally understand, but you'd still like that homebrew stuff. We have a link in the show details in the merch shop where you can buy the same homebrew goodies that all the patrons got, as a digital download, so that'll be in the show details.
Anyway, when you support us on Patreon, you can also get a cool shout-out at certain levels, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trossler, Kelly Brennan, Damon Fokker, Smriti Singh, Lutzi, Wyatt Henderson, and Helen Clifford. Okay, so I want to talk about one other thing that is related to the show, but I wanted to end my usual housekeeping stuff with it in case you aren't in the headspace to hear about it. So I'm going to give a content warning for stuff that I'm about to talk about, for mentions of animal illness, cancer, eating disorder, and suicidal ideation mentions. If you aren't in a place to hear about any of that, please, I want you to feel empowered to end the episode here. You're not going to miss any huge show-related stuff. There's not going to be an after-credit scene like a Marvel movie. You're okay. I won't be disappointed in anyone for taking care of their own brain if they can't hear about those subjects right now. So, content warning for what's to follow. About 4 years ago, a neighbor dog got into our yard and attacked Jaxie, and we nearly lost him. He had extensive injuries, which included compound fractures to his top and bottom jaws. Thanks to some of the most incredible vets, and my little dude being the toughest person that I have ever met in my life, he made a full recovery. But the dental vet warned us that he might have some tooth issues where his jaw had broken later on in life, because that happens to humans who have jaw fractures too. So that's what we thought was happening a couple weeks ago, when his mouth was bothering him. And we saw that there was a swollen lump. And we took him to the same wonderful surgeon who did his jaw surgery. And she said it looked more like a tumor than a bad tooth. And even she said, you know, what are the chances he'd have a tumor in the same spot where he broke his jaw? Well, the chances are astronomical, and we have really shitty luck because it is a tumor. And not only is it a tumor, but it's a malignant melanoma. Our vet was real with us and told us it's the worst case scenario all around. Malignant melanoma doesn't respond to chemo, and all the options to get rid of the tumor have a slim chance of helping him, but 100% chance of putting my little boy through immense pain and suffering. So James and Violet and I sat together, and we talked about what we would want to do if we were in his position. And after talking to them, and our vet, who ironically lost her own mother to the same cancer and has been so understanding of the awful position we're in, we're going to get Jaxie immunotherapy. And this will afford him some time to feel like himself longer. Apart from the annoying lump in his mouth, he's still 100% himself right now. Like, I wouldn't know he had cancer. But with immunotherapy, we can help his little body slow the spread and give him as many good pain-free days as we possibly can until the end. So, this way we get more time with him while not putting him through a bunch of undue pain just because we want him around longer. So Violet set up a page on our merch hub where you can help by donating to his immunotherapy. You donate by buying a big ass photo album of some 300 plus pictures of the little guy that the three of us have taken of him throughout the years. I knew I wasn't going to get through this without crying, so I'm going to do my best not to start wailing like a literal banshee again. So we shared the link on the Discord a few days ago, and I am already overwhelmed, like really overwhelmed by the support we've gotten so far. Some of you have left notes that had me sobbing and just, thank you. Like, it's surreal to have people you've never met care so much.
I feel a lot less alone in this thanks to y'all. And I know there are people who have never met Jaxie that love him too. I adopted Jaxie when I was 19, and it was a few weeks before I had the blood clots that nearly killed me. A couple weeks later, I'd be back in the hospital again with sepsis from something that I had caught in the hospital a few weeks earlier. And when I was in the hospital, Jaxie wouldn't eat. I had to beg to be rolled outside each day to see him so I could make sure he'd eat. And after all of that, I didn't want to be alive. I wasn't going to actively do anything to hurt myself, but my eating disorder had relapsed, and I really struggled to have any motivation to go get my, you know, IV every day for the antibiotics, and the blood work for my blood thinners every week, and to take these handfuls of meds. I didn't want to, and like, I didn't care what happened to me. Like, existing fucking sucked, but I knew that I had a little dog who would stop eating if I died. And I couldn't do that to him, so I took care of myself because of him, and I don't think I would be around to turn my trauma around nearly dying twice into the podcast y'all listen to if it weren't for Jaxie. He has helped me have these past 12 years of my life. So we're gonna do right by him, because he deserves it. So we're gonna try to make the time he has left the best it can possibly be, because I owe him. I do. He's feeling great, apart from the lump in his mouth. His dental specialist is making sure that it annoys him as little as possible. He's still screeching at us if we are 2 minutes late getting him breakfast. He's still playing with his brother Charlie. He's still doing that weird thing he does where he tries to dig through the area rug in my room and then just smells it a bunch. And he's still enjoying our recording sessions where he gets to run around without his collar and make all the weird noises he can make while he and I play on the floor in my bedroom. So right now he's laying on my bed, getting blueberry stains all over my quilt because he had a special blueberry snack, because he's getting all of his favorite foods. Anyway, I'm really sorry for the downer, y'all. It's been a hell of a couple weeks, but I'll make sure the link to donate is in the show notes. If you can't afford to donate, I completely understand. I really do. The three of us have scraped together everything we could to get him to this diagnosis, and I understand living paycheck to paycheck, and I get it, and I understand if you can't donate, but all of your kind words mean so much to us that I cannot even describe how much less alone that we all feel. Anyway, there's no smooth transition out of talking about dog cancer, so, that's all I got for y'all this time. We'll be back with a new episode on November 1st. And until next time, little buddies, try not to die.